Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the concept of the hereafter, the misconception I'd like to discuss today relates to a sign of the day of judgment. It is said that near the day of judgment, near the end of time, the Prophet Jesus would appear again, and he is counted as such, as one of the signs of the day of judgment. Now, first of all, it needs to be understood that the Quran is absolutely silent. There is absolutely not a one single verse which says that the Prophet Jesus sallallahu alaihi wasallam would reappear near the day of judgment. The Quran is absolutely silent about it. Not only is the Quran silent about it, there are a couple of instances in the Quran, some sections of verses in the Quran, which negate this fact very, very blatantly. I'd like to state here that this concept has been stated in some of narratives of hadith, and it needs to be understood that whenever a hadith narrative falls against the Quran, it cannot be accepted. And as is the case here, that the Quran is not only silent, but there are verses in the Quran which they are cited, the way the Almighty has revealed them, it shows that they stand against the fact that the Prophet Jesus will reappear. Because if he had to reappear, then the sections I'm just going to describe before you, they should have contained his second advent, his reappearance. Now, the first of these instances, which is very clear and very blatant, is found in Surah Maida, and it is primarily a dialogue which shall take place between the Almighty and the Prophet Jesus sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the hereafter. And the Almighty will ask Jesus in that dialogue, it's stated in the Quran, that he will ask him about the error in which the Christians had fallen in after him. And he would ask him that, did he tell his followers to deify him and his mother Mary, sallallahu alaihi wasallam? In reply, among other things, the Prophet Jesus will say that as long as he was among them, he asked them to obey God and to worship God, in Allah Rabbi wa Rabbakum, who is his Lord and he's the Lord of his addressees. So as long as he was amongst them, he did not say anything. And after that, he says that when the Almighty gave death to him, Jesus says, "Kunta antar raqiba alayhim." So the Almighty was watching over them. So this was absolutely appropriate place in which, had the reappearance of Jesus taken place, the words of the Prophet Jesus would not have been appropriate here. The way he says that as long as he was amongst his people, they were absolutely worshiping the one and only Lord. Had this been the case, that he had reappeared before the day of judgment, of course these words were not appropriate. He should have said that before the day of judgment also, that he had gone once again to them and he had scolded them or informed them or warned them of these erroneous concepts. Instead, he says that as long as he was amongst them, he actually told them that they must worship the one and only Lord, and after his own death, the Almighty was watching over them. So this is a place in which, had Jesus gone again before the day of judgment, he should have said that he should not have expressed his ignorance of the fact that these people had deified him. He should have said that he did not, of course, commanded them to worship him and his mother. And not only this, but when he had gone again before the day of judgment, at that instance too, he had warned them not to do this. But we find that there are no such words here. And I'll read out the exact text of the Quran before you so that it is understood very clearly. The words of the Quran are, "Ma qultu lahum illa ma amartani bihi an ya'budu Allaha rabbi wa rabbakum wa kuntu alayhim shahidan ma dumtu fihim. Falamma tawaffaytani kunta anta ar-raqib alayhim wa anta ala kulli shay'in shahid." So this is verse 117 of Surah Maida, and its simple translation is, "Never did I say to them except what you commanded me to do, and that is worship Allah, my Lord and your Lord. And I was a witness over them while I dwelt with them. When you gave death to me, you were the watcher over them, and you are a witness of all things." So, of course, as I said earlier, had Jesus reappeared before the day of judgment, this dialogue is absolutely inappropriate. His own response, his own answer is absolutely inappropriate. He should have said this, that before the day of judgment, once again he had reappeared, and he had warned them of these erroneous concepts. We find no such mention here, of course. Similarly, there's another place in the Quran, in Surah Ali Imran, in which again the Almighty actually describes what will happen to Jesus and his followers right from his own death till the day of judgment. And there is, of course, no mention of any reappearance here. And since in recent demand it had his reappearance been something of a reality, then this was the place, and this was one of the places in which it should have been mentioned. So the words of Surah Ali Imran are, this is verse 55, they read, إِنِّي مُتَوَفِّيكَ وَرَافِعُكَ إِلَيَّ وَمُتَحِّرُكَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَجَعِلُ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوكَ فَوْقَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ ثم إلي مرجعكم فأحكم بينكم فيما كنتم فيه تختلفون. So the simple translation reads, O Jesus, I have decided to give death to you and raise you to myself and cleanse you from these people who have denied you. I shall make those who follow you superior to those who reject fate till the day of judgment. Then to me you all shall return. So at that time I shall give my verdict in what you have been differing in. So this again is a place in which had Jesus supposed to have been appeared again, had he supposed to come again before the day of judgment, this was the place that, where his re-advent or his second advent should have been mentioned. So in both these instances which I have just narrated before you, we find the Quran is absolutely silent. Not only is it silent, but the fact of the matter is that had Jesus to reappear before the day of judgment, these are the two instances in the Quran in which sense and reason demand that the way these verses have been mentioned in the Quran, his reappearance, his second arrival should have been mentioned here. But we find, of course, that there is no such mention. So in the presence of this analysis, in the presence of this data, we can safely say that the reappearance of Jesus before the day of judgment and to consider him to be a sign of day of judgment is something which is not soundly established by the sources of Islam. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.